If you look at your hand, you might look at the front of the hand. Or you turn your hand over, you might see the back of your hand. It's relatively common in human nature to look at one side and think it's the whole story, and not to realize that you're only looking at one half, one side. Sometimes when we're practicing, if you think of practice as a movement along a path, we might be looking at in the rearview mirror where we've come from, what we're trying to move away from. Or we can look at the other direction and see where we're going. We often have perspectives that we use to understand our experience. Perspectives that sometimes can be very subtle or not so subtle attitudes, approaches, beliefs. Perspectives. And as the mind gets quieter, as we get stiller and more settled, sometimes we have the opportunity to look more deeply at some of the more subtle ways, almost usually subconscious ways, that our way that we look, the way that we know, the way that we're aware is colored by emotions, by desires and aversions, by beliefs, by beliefs and emotions which are so maybe subtle or so integrated into how we see, that maybe the word attitude, an attitude of something is not right, something else is better, an attitude of danger, or an attitude of conceit, or an attitude of wanting, acquisition, attitude of searching. An attitude of confusion or resistance. And all these attitudes are mental formations, they're mental activities that sometimes we need a lot of patience with. It's okay. But it's possible to be aware of the mind's activity, the sense of activity, a sense of movement, direction which we lean or turn, or the direction towards which we face, forward or backwards, towards our suffering or towards away from it. Sometimes it's possible to almost feel how the mind moves. We're settled maybe on the breath, and breathing, and there's a sound in the room, and you can almost feel the awareness, the thinking, almost like moves towards the sound, wondering what it is. There is movement, and there is stillness. There is the movement of our involvement with things, and there's the movement which is just inherent in how things are. There's the stillness. Of safety, of ease, of peace. And there's the stillness of being held tight. Brittle. Becoming aware of your body breathing. The movement of the body as it breathes. Ever so gently, as you exhale, to release the body, release yourself with the exhale. And perhaps even more subtly, gently, almost not trying, as you inhale, the top of the inhale, get near the top, a release, a softening, expanding. The movements of the breathing, the body. And sometimes it's possible to have the mind, the awareness, be quite still, soft, not moving towards the breathing, but rather awareness is still, soft and open as it receives the sensations of breathing, or as breathing occurs within the field of awareness. mind does not need to move. Don't need to bring the mind back to the breathing. The mind can be still, welcoming back the experience of breathing, letting it arise within the mind. Mind does move, noticing the movements of the mind, and noticing the other side of the hand, noticing also the stillness that's in the mind. Perhaps not so interested anymore with the movements of the minds, the desires and the aversions, the agendas and the attitudes. But rather coming to a settled place with the stillness that's within, a stillness that is big enough or foundational enough to allow for the movements of the body, mind, heart. It's okay. If you find yourself drifting off in thought, and you notice that, perhaps there's no need to move the mind then. There's no need to have an attitude or... It's enough to return to the stillness of awareness. Within which there's knowing of what is. And if you're able to return to the stillness within, there doesn't have to be any problems. Nothing's a problem. Just in the moment that you open to the stillness it allows things to be within that field of awareness.